Good morning. It's Tuesday, December 23rd, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know, to be in the know. President Donald Trump has unveiled plans for a new class of heavily armed U.S. Navy warships that will bear his name, an honor traditionally reserved for leaders after they leave office. Speaking at his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida, Trump said two Trump-class ships would be built initially, with the potential for more to follow. He described them as among the most lethal surface warships ever produced by the United States, capable of carrying advanced missiles, lasers, and hypersonic weapons, as well as nuclear-armed cruise missiles. The vessels would be larger than current destroyers and cruisers, though smaller than historic Iowa-class battleships. Trump said the move was part of a broader effort to restore U.S. shipbuilding power, as Washington seeks to maintain naval dominance amid concerns about China's rapidly expanding fleet. In other news, U.S. regulators have approved a pill version of the blockbuster weight loss drug Wegovy, marking the first oral medication of its kind cleared for weight management. Danish drug maker Novo Nordisk said the once-daily pill offers the same weight loss benefits as the injectable form, which was already approved specifically for obesity treatment. In clinical trials, participants lost an average of 16.6% of their body weight, with around a third losing more than 20%. The company expects the pill to launch in the United States in early January 2026. Novo Nordisk's chief executive said the approval gives patients a more convenient option, while analysts say it could boost sales after a challenging year. The decision comes amid intense competition in the weight loss drug market, particularly from rival Eli Lilly. Around the world, Russia has pledged full support for Venezuela as tensions escalate over U.S. actions against sanctioned oil tankers in the Caribbean. The pledge followed a phone call between Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and his Venezuelan counterpart Ivan Gil, during which both criticized Washington's seizure and pursuit of Venezuelan-linked vessels. President Donald Trump recently announced a blockade of sanctioned oil tankers, accusing Caracas of using oil revenues to fund criminal activity, an allegation Venezuela denies. China also weighed in, calling the U.S. seizures a violation of international law and opposing unilateral sanctions. The developments have unsettled energy markets, with oil prices rising on fears of supply disruption. Analysts warn that sustained enforcement of the blockade could significantly affect Venezuelan exports, adding further strain to an already volatile regional and global energy landscape. Another news, Lebanon says three people were killed after an Israeli drone strike hit a vehicle near the southern city of Sidon, as tensions remain high despite a ceasefire agreed last year. The Lebanese health ministry confirmed the deaths, while Israel said the strike targeted Hezbollah operatives. Israel has continued regular attacks in Lebanon, arguing that the Iran-backed group is attempting to rearm. The strike comes days before a deadline for the Lebanese army to begin disarming Hezbollah south of the Litani River under U.S. pressure. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun said negotiations aim to halt hostilities, secure Israeli withdrawal, and allow displaced residents to return home. More than 340 people have been killed in Lebanon since the ceasefire, highlighting the fragility of the truce and the risk of renewed escalation. Another news, Thailand has carried out airstrikes against targets inside Cambodia, reigniting fears of a wider conflict despite planned talks aimed at easing border tensions. Cambodia said Thai fighter jets bombed areas in Siem Reap and Preah Vihear provinces, while Thailand said the strikes were in response to dozens of rockets fired from Cambodian territory. Recent fighting has killed at least 43 people across both countries and displaced more than 900,000 civilians. Thai officials had earlier announced that bilateral talks would be held this week under an existing border committee framework. Cambodia said it remains optimistic about reaching a ceasefire, though Thai leaders cautioned that talks may not immediately stop the violence. The clashes have raised alarm across Southeast Asia, prompting diplomatic efforts to prevent further escalation. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.